you brought it up, and I remember the 0-11, and you talked a lot about that and what lessons you learned. And, yeah. You know, you would think, like you said, coming in from a small school, that you would have a lot of success. Remember the quarterback a couple years ago came in from Wisconsin, Whitewater, I think, who hadn't lost a single college start. But coming in 0-11, what did that teach you?
It's, you know what, it teaches you humility. You know, it teaches you how to work hard no matter what. You know, I compare a lot of what I went through to, you know, Sunday night's game. You know, you lose 55-14. During the week, people start to slack off a little bit. Injuries start to last a little longer. You know what I mean? You really start to learn a lot about people. You know, and being 0-11, you had to fight through all that stuff. You know, you had no excuses. And it wasn't my first time being 0-11.
Really?
You know, we had won, what, maybe 8 games in 5 years. I knew what it was like to lose. I knew what it was like to have to play through losing.
So 0-1, when you went to the Pro Bowl, that year was magical. That had to be like the heavens opening up for you.
It was, you know what? My son was born. I went to the Pro Bowl. It was a great year. You know, it was not something I dreamed about, but something I could see in the future and was looking forward to getting to. And once it got there, it was great. You know, went out there with some great friends. Had a blast out there.
I think it's a great modern-day example of what the Bears need to do now, is you have to have that commitment to the future of greatness. It's not about, it is about what you're doing today, but if you're going through a negative period of your football career, you can't let that negative seep into your mind. Right. It's always got to be a positive that's ahead of you. And that's the approach that the players have to have today, is no matter how bad, hey, look, at if you get beat 31-30, or you get beat 55-whatever, it's the same, man. It's a loss, and those one-point losses at the last play of the game, or Don Majkowski stepping over the line under scrimmage and them beating you in Green Bay, those, hey, I still remember that game.
The alarming part is when you make what could be easily conceived as just rhetoric, and it's not, in that it's the human condition. It's the mind of a man. Are they really going to show up? Are they going to continue, as you say, fight through those aches and pains? Or are they going to mail it in? And you would assume, as fans of the game, and guys, and I know we both do, and I have an unbelievable respect for every NFL player who ever gets an opportunity to do it, and the respect of the game and the history of the game, you'd think that's a no-brainer. Like, it doesn't matter that you're 3-6 or 0-9, or, you know, because you're fighting for every snap to stay in this game and lead your team, be a family, and get to where you want to go. But that doesn't always happen.
I was going to say, that's what you would think it would be like. You know what? That's how you hope it is. You hope that every guy in that locker room is on the same page, fighting for the same thing all the time, no matter what's going on. But it doesn't always work.
Did
like
you
that.
Guys, as players, and we have some math here, you know, let's go through that. 89, you were 6-10. By 90, you're 11-5. You lost to the Giants in the second playoff round. 92, you're back to 5-11. In fact, the 91 season when Big Cat was there, that was the last playoff game that Ditka was in.
Right.
And you guys lost to Dallas. You in 97 had a 4-12. 98, a 4-12. But the 13-3 in 2001, back to 4-12. Did those thoughts enter your minds as just guys, just human beings that, gosh, you know, the season is just not working the way I want to? I know you valued every single snap. I'm assuming you did too.
Yeah, you can't let that seep in. I mean, you fight it no matter what. Like you all said, I've been through an 0-11. So 4-12 wasn't that bad to me. You know what I mean? Once you've been to the bottom, hey, 4-12 is not too bad.
I think one of those years started 0-7, if I remember correctly, in 1997.
Yeah, and it was hard to get out the house. You know, you didn't want to go anywhere. You didn't want to do anything. You just wanted to turn it around. You wanted to figure out a way to get it back on track. And, you know, it's like you're sitting in the locker room. You have an idea of what the problem is, but you don't know how to fix it. Mm-hmm. Or you're too young and you can't say anything about it because, you know, no one's going to listen to you. You know, and then once you do get old enough to say something, you know, it's about can you say the right things? You know, will people listen to you? You know, it's always a concern. You know, a friend of mine have a conversation all the time. It's easy to lead a team when you're winning or when things are going good. But to be that bad guy when things are going bad or when things are going good and somebody just steps out of place, that's the hard part.
How hard is it to reach 53 guys?
It's hard. Yeah. I think it's so because sometimes you become more selfish when you're going through a real trying time. You have to make sure that you're prepared, that you sustain your position on the team, that you keep your job. If you have guys that mailed in, that's a weeding out process in the NFL. They're going to be sniffed out, and that's going to be the end of their opportunity.
As players, do you know who's doing that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can see it. You can watch tape. You can look at their mental preparation to practice. You can see if they're getting to the locker room 5 minutes before you have to be in a meeting. If anybody at this table was
a I was the first guy here today, boys. I was the first guy here. I do. If I'm supposed to be there at 9, I'm there at 9. I'm not there at 10 tonight.
Not 8:57.
See, in an NFL locker room, it's a little different, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're
right, I'd be
if the time is
trouble.
There at 9, you're 9.
Hey, listen,
you
know, I'm just
you're supposed to be there early.
I'm just fortunate, everybody, that in my time of covering Big Cat, and I was too young and dumb to be worried about you guys, but I was just hopeful and grateful that I never made it into the cold tub.
Right.
Because Big Cat could have easily drowned me there, or Olin, who threatened me many times.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, one year, listen to this, fellas, 1 year, it was a Tuesday, it was a victory week, you know, and Olin's in a good mood. He goes, Joniak, putting on a few. He goes, 30 minutes a day, it's all you need. I go, you know, I'll guarantee you, by the time this season comes around next year, I'm going to be this weight. He goes, okay, what do I get out of it? I go, you can throw me in the cold tub. So you better.
Oh, you set yourself up for that one.
I didn't get in.
I'm sure he remembered the next year, though. That's how Olin was. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah, he doesn't forget.
No.
Yeah, that's
probably
for sure.
To this day.